you know, you can get by with a lot of different types of cameras, but don't skimp on sound.
Well, you know where you are. Welcome back. It's another episode of Video Production Daily. We've got JR back. It might be my favorite day of the week. I don't know. The guests from season three are totally incredible. And I'm excited to jump into some of the unique elements of video production, the things that make different creators are so unique, right? It's like fingerprints across the industry. And depending on who you hire, you get a little bit of a specialty and a little bit of the secret sauce that makes everybody independent, unique. And it's what, you know, ensures that no two videos are the same. And it's part of what makes this industry so great. So JR, I wanted to just take a minute and dive in with you. You know, what is your secret sauce? What are the things in video production that you insist on doing right?
Video production, it's not supposed to be a superstitious culture, but it kind of is. Like, especially for a chamber media set, like, if we're doing our videos, 100%, especially, like, for our crew, we don't really have a set of rules, but, like, we have an attitude that we're looking for that's kind of unspoken. We've done videos with each other now for a very long time, so it's always different when new people come in and they're unsure how to act with us. With that in mind, so when we're on set, one of the musts that we always have is like attitude. Just having like a good attitude and being a team player when you're on set, it's good. There's been a few times and people now that, you know, we don't work with anymore just because they become a problem and, you know, we had to take care of the problem and keep it off our sets. Because attitude's a big thing. If someone's not in a good mood, and it just spreads to the rest of the crew. And when we're filming a lot of different things and we have a schedule, doesn't matter what production it is. Like, you have a schedule, you have a 12-hour day, you got a lot of shots to get through. And those shots are jam-packed with a ton of stuff. So if you have someone who's not a team player, bad attitude, you know, it's gonna hurt your production and slow you down. You don't want that. The other thing too is good food is always important to have on our sets.
It's so good to hear another, you know, producer out there who's really focused on making sure the food is on par, because there should be a healthy overlap between the culinary industry and the video production industry.
And it's not even so much that, it's super important. If you can have, like, a good crafty person, a good caterer there, like, you should definitely do it, because it's a stress as a producer that just, it takes it off you. Like, you don't have to worry about the food. The person just shows up, and they take care of it for you. One other must-have, too, is splurge on sound. You know, you can get by with a camera that's not a Red. You know, you could rent a Blackmagic and get some really great quality there and, you know, still get like 4K, apparently 12K now. Oh, Blackmagic, they're crazy, they're gonna kill everyone. You know, you can get by with a lot of different types of cameras, but don't skimp on sound. Like, sound is 100% important. I mean, I hope I sound good right now. Hopefully there's not that big airy effect. If there is, Luke can fix it in post. I don't know. But
absolutely.
Yeah, don't skip on sound. Sound's always a must-have for sets too. Here's a must-have for pre-production too. You know, when you're on pre-production and you're script writing, I kind of talked about in episode one with our concepting process that we do there, but again, it's kind of attitude. It's always yes and kind of things. It's like, yeah, that's a great idea, and add more information to it and keep on building to it. And in the pre-production, make sure that you have script locked before you get to set. Don't let a client sit on it and just like give you the script the day before the shoot, because who knows what's going to change. In that instant, they might be like, we don't like the fire hydrant. Could you change it to a swimming pool? And it's like, no, we can't change it to a swimming pool. We planned for a fire hydrant. We can't. Now we got to find a house or something. And this spot that we were going to use, can't use. Yeah. So make sure you got script locked. And even when you're writing, you have that collaborative spirit. You know, those are kind of all like the really big, like obvious things that seem small, but will add a ton of value to your production.
JR, I absolutely love it. Thank you so much for letting us kind of dive into your mind and see the things that you insist on doing right. I love the yes and portion, growing those ideas in pre-production. I think that it's so critical, and you can tell that it makes a massive impact on your productions because great ideas end up coming out in the shoots, in the edits, and obviously Chamber Media producing a ton of great media. And that's why we're dissecting it here in season 3. I'm grateful to have JR with us today, sharing his perspective. I will see you tomorrow. We will be back with JR again next week. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of Video Production Daily. Filmmakers and video creators, as you know, production budgets are wildly inconsistent. Sometimes they rise, sometimes they fall, but your ability to bring creativity to a project is always in demand. I want to introduce you to the Masters of Engagement online course. Learn how to clarify creative ideas, engage audiences using conflict, dance, art, character development, relevancy, and unexpectedness, and story. Every professional video creator should learn about audience psychology from mastersofengagement.com. I've included a discounted link in the show notes below, and I can't wait to see you in the online course.